Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 9th of December, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Bob Lovitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Can't complain.
Well,
I could, but I'm not gonna.
That's a different podcast. today, what you have to talk to us about is your gift picks. You have
part one,
at least some.
One.
Yeah.
I have three for this episode, and probably three or four for next.
Okay,
but these are good ones, and at least one of them could cost you zero.
Really?
And would make a great, actually a couple of them might cost you zero out of pocket, like in December.
Okay.
Okay. The first one, and this one, it became obvious to me when I visited mom and she said, can we watch that new Beetle thing? And I thought, well, yeah, why not? And so I hooked up Disney Plus at her house, mm-hmm. right? And I realized that I think that's okay. I haven't checked their terms of service, but most of them let you have two TVs or two devices. Mm-hmm. So you can share these things. I mean, they have the different profiles so somebody else can watch. So as long as you're not like five people aren't watching at once, although for Apple, it's five or six. Mm-hmm. But for other stuff, it's at least a couple. So if you haven't already done this, consider as a gift hooking up your mom or dad so they have Disney Plus or Netflix or Hulu or whatever it is you're already paying for. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not already sharing it with five other people. Most people don't share it with anybody. Young people do, but adults, grown-ups don't. And it occurred to me that, you know, hey, what a nice thing to do. So if you've got, I don't know, Prime, Amazon Prime TV or Netflix or whatever, mm-hmm. take a look at their terms. And if you're not already sharing with somebody, it might be nice to share with mom, dad, or the kids.
Yeah, that could be.
You know, so mom, what we did was we left her with, here's how to watch Netflix. As it turned out, she already had her own Netflix subscription, so she's good with that. Apple TV, well, she's in my family, so she's getting that. And then we showed her how to switch to Hulu or Disney Plus and look for things. And now she's very, very happy. And I didn't have to buy her an Apple TV. Mm-hmm. 'Cause all of this stuff is in her new smart TV. Go figure.
Yeah.
So that was my first thing was, you know, why not gift them a streaming service that it's a gift that they'll appreciate all year long, mm-hmm. and you're already paying for it. And, you know, in some cases you might be able to change your subscription to a family subscription for a few dollars more.
Yeah.
If that's necessary. But even so, it's pretty inexpensive to, you know, gift someone so that they're sharing something you're paying for anyway every month.
Yeah.
Or every year. All right. So that was my first one. And I'm gonna give you the second one, and then we're gonna come back to one that might not cost you anything.
Okay.
The next one's gonna cost you. All right. So if your loved one that you're buying this gift for wears an Apple Watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Apple Watch wearers enjoy changing their watch bands to suit their mood. So
this
if your loved one has an Apple Watch, chances are very good that a new watch band would be a welcome gift.
Can confirm.
Yeah. I mean, everybody I know has a few and they change them, you know, if not often, much more than they ever changed other watches bands.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because it's easy to do. So Apple offers a wide array of beautiful, luxurious bands that mm-hmm. start at $50. Mm-hmm. And they're very nice bands. But
they are.
I've learned that there are also lots of really nice bands at places like Amazon.com, but there they might start at like $3. And no, that's not a typo, $299. I saw a bunch of polyelastomer or whatever that plasticky stuff is, bands for $3. So, yeah, the quality isn't going to be Apple quality. However, yeah. Of the many I've ordered, none of them has totally sucked. I mean, I send stuff back to Amazon if it doesn't work or yeah. if it's not as described or whatever, and they're very good about it,
yeah.
but I've never had to return a watch band. I mean, you know, I ordered leather watch bands. Yeah, they're not Gucci quality or Hermes quality, but they also weren't $400 or whatever. They were like, you know, $20 watch bands, and they're pretty nice for the money, actually. So I have probably 24 watch bands, and I'd say 80 or 90% of them did not come from Apple.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy with them, so think about that.
I'm going to jump on that one and point out a couple of places that that make watch bands that are very popular at my house. So first, I'm going to point out Nomad. Makes the makes watch bands. Nomad Goods is their site. There'll be a link in the show notes. I have one from them that's sort of a I don't think it's silicone, but it's like a more of a plasticky, rubbery sort of material. And
clubbery.
I really like it. And part of what I really like about it is that it I can take it off and just scrub the snot out of it. And like, it holds up really fine, totally fine. It's never been a problem or anything. So I really like that one. And I have a leather one from them as well that looks really nice. It's very sharp, and I like how it looks a lot. So I have a couple from them that I enjoy very much. Hi, Chuck, over at Nomad. Also, another one I will point out is Monowear. And part of the reason I like them is because Dave and Brian over at the Mac Observer are both watch people. And they hit me to this site because they sell something. They sell a watch band with something called a deployant buckle, or it's a deployant band. And I bought Mr. Kelly one of these for his Apple Watch a couple of years ago, I think it was. For his birthday. And so he swapped out the watch band his watch came with for this one and has never wanted another one. Just really likes it. So they have really nice ones that are leather cuff. They have some that are like canvas, and they have some nylon ones. They have all kinds of different ones. They also sell a little excuse me, they sell a little travel chest sort of thing. So, you know, you have a nice place to organize all your watch bands, which is another thing. If you know people who are super into their watches, that might be another handy gift for them, is like, here's a place to put all those watch bands. So I like them a lot too. And that watch band has just proven to be really nice. It looks really nice and super duper durable, because he doesn't, like I said, he doesn't ever wear another watch band. So out in the yard, off to work, whatever, like, it's always the band that he's wearing, and it's held up great. So Monowear is the other one for that. So
I have a question for you, Kelly.
Yes.
Do you change your watch faces very often?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Some people do, some people don't. Mm-hmm. I tend to forget to do it just because I like the activity face.
Yeah.
Because I track my activity, and I like it just to be right there in big, big, colorful stuff. But other people change their bands, like change the face, like they'll change their band and then they'll go, oh, I want to wear the Mickey Mouse face with this one. And they'll switch to the Mickey Mouse. And I keep thinking, yeah, I got to remember to do that more often, because there's so many nice faces. But
yeah. And I when I do that, I do that too. So, yeah. So there you go. Cool. So you have another one that doesn't cost anything for people to use.
Yes,
and we're going to get to that in a moment.
I knew it.
I just want to set that up nicely so that everybody's very excited to hear what comes up next. First, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsors this week. Our first sponsor is ZocDoc. ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating and read reviews from actual patients. You just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who take your insurance, and you can book in-person or video appointments. And it's not just for primary care. you can find a dentist or a psychiatrist or an eye doctor or other specialists. They have a long list available. And ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO, ZocDoc.com/TDO. I'd like to thank them for sponsoring the show. Our second sponsor this week is Therabody, and they make the Theragun. So don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete, you're somebody who goes and runs marathons or does, you know, awesome Pilates sessions or something, or you are a mere mortal like myself who just sort of spends more time in front of a computer than maybe I should. If you just want to get through the day tension-free, Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases the deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth and speed and power. The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than just vibration alone. Whether you want to treat muscle tension from working out or an injury, or you're just sore from kind of sitting funny at your desk at Zoom meetings all afternoon, there is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. It hooks up to an app on your phone, and the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and the things that you use when you set up the app, and it will suggest guided routines for you to use. Like I said, I spend a lot of time at my desk, and sometimes it's probably longer than I really need to. And sometimes I get a little sore from that. So I set mine up, and with the app, it makes it really easy to get started. It shows you how to use it on your arms and legs and your back and your shoulders, and it will suggest routines for you based on the ones that you've done before. It shows you how to do it, and you can search for specific activities. I'm warming up to go running, or I'm recovering after a run, or my shoulders are really sore, and it will totally help you with all of that. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to therabody.com/TDO right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/TDO, therabody.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Therabody for sponsoring the show today. So, Bob, you have one more for us today, and that last gift pick is another one that may not cost anything.
Yeah, well, you know, it costs something, but it may not cost you any cash out of pocket.
Okay.
So here's the deal. I don't know about everybody else, but I had a couple of iPhones here that were out of service, and in my family, in general, iPhones get passed down from oldest to youngest. So they go from me to my wife, from my wife to my older kid, from my older kid to my younger kid, and then sometimes to mom. But as my kids have grown up, they've decided that they want to replace their phones more frequently, or they like a different phone. Anyway, they bought phones. Mm-hmm. And I ended up with, retired phones, let's say.
Yes.
Now, you may have traded in all of yours already, but I've traded some in, but I still had a couple, and they were relatively, you know, the one was iPhone 10, one was an 8 Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just sitting here collecting dust. I hung on to one of them because I write iPhone for Dummies, and it was nice to not install beta software on my real phone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not, after the book was done, it went in a drawer. And the other was my old iPhone 10 that I replaced this year with a 13.
Yeah.
So I had these phones sitting there, and I thought, you know, mom is always complaining that her phone's old and she broke the screen and she won't go get it fixed and she won't get a new phone on her own. And I'm going to just take care of that by gifting her. And it turned out I decided, since she has a Touch ID phone, maybe it wasn't a good idea to try to switch her to Face ID.
Mm-hmm.
And since I had the 8 Plus, which is Touch ID, I gave her a bigger, newer phone. Now, she had a problem. She has Geico insurance, and they told her if she ran their app, she could save almost $200 a year on car insurance. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But her old phone wouldn't run that app because it wouldn't run iOS. What are we on now? 15, 13,
15,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15. It wouldn't run it. And so she couldn't run the app, so she couldn't save $200. But she's frugal, and she wasn't about to buy a new iPhone. She doesn't use her mobile phone that much. She just didn't care enough to do that. So we gave her the iPhone 8 Plus and we migrated all her stuff for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I gave it to her, it looked, everything was arranged just like her old phone, except that it was a bigger screen and it wasn't broken and her battery lasted all day. And she was tickled. Also, we've set up that Geico app and showed her how to use CarPlay, which wasn't supported by her old phone and old OS.
Yeah.
So she's tickled. And, you know, rather than me having to, you know, either sign a contract or spend $1,000 on another new iPhone.
Yeah.
I got off easy.
Yeah.
So if you've got a spare iPhone, think about who might like really appreciate that particular iPhone and that it would be way better than the one they've got. Or in the case of my brother, he uses an Android phone. I said, well, why? And he said, I'm not buying $1,000 iPhone.
Yeah.
So I gave him the iPhone 10.
Hey.
So I killed two birds with one stone. I also, you know, did a good deed for my family members. Mom's now got a reliable phone that lasts all day. My brother now doesn't have to deal with his Android. And really, they were just sitting in the drawer. They were there in case my phone died.
Mm-hmm.
But if my phone dies, I'll deal with it then.
Yeah. And sometimes if you don't have to have two of them given away, like, you know, that 10 could have still been what I call the drawer phone, which is there for an emergency. If something were to go wrong with a phone I already have, like I have something I could fall back on if I needed to. So you may still, you know, even like if you recently got an iPhone 13, like Bob did, and you want to and like whatever you were carrying before that might become the drawer phone, whatever that current drawer phone is, it might be better than something that someone in your family has. And it would be really nice to be able to redeploy that and get as much life out of it as you could. So
exactly. That's what I was thinking was most of my drawer phones have done nothing but sit in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't like had the need to swap out the SIM and use a different phone because mine was badly broken.
Yeah.
And if that were to happen, well, I do have an old iPhone, I think 8, with a broken screen that still works, that's on the shelf. So
you know,
I do
have
a spare that I could live with.
Yeah.
And still, those other ones were just collecting dust, really. I felt like they were underutilized. Now they're in service, and I made two people happy.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go shopping. I mean, I didn't have to.
Even better.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, even I didn't like having to go shop, so I don't mind not doing it now.
Yeah. So next week I'll have even more cool and geeky gifts for the geeks you love.
I am looking forward to it. And
next week is sound week. A lot of my gifts for next week are going to have to do with sound. Well, you know, it's easy to say, okay, just get them Apple earphones because they're great, but they're also expensive. And well, so I have some other options.
Yeah, and Apple does not make sound conduits for every situation, but we'll get into it next week. So
that's a little
teaser for next Thursday with Bob. That's going to do it for today, though. So, Bob, as always, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.